Today morning.
Yeah, this morning,
class,
yes.
Yes. This Molly said that.
Which Molly?
I don't know his name.
Acha, I see. Say Molly Sahib, please.
Okay, Molly Sahib said that one time will come when Muslims will be divided into 73 sects.
Yes.
And from them, 72 sects will go to hell.
Yes.
And only one will be on the right path,
yes.
And that will be Ahmadis.
Yes.
But you said that if, from any religion, if you pray good and everything.
I hold the same position, you know. There is no paradox in what I say. The fact is that when you say a sect as such is wrong, that is a generalization. But that does not mean that each member of that sect is going to hell. This is exactly the position of the Holy Quran vis-a-vis the people of the book earlier. Although Christianity, as found at the time of Jesus, Hazrat Rasul Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was condemned to be wrong and was declared to be not the same Christianity as was preached by Jesus Christ, peace be upon him. So, Christianity was declared to be wrong, as found in the time of Rasul Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yet, the Holy Quran makes the claim, and very clearly, that all Christians are not hellish. Among them are pious people, among them are godly people, among them are people who are rightly minded and who are loved by Allah. The Jews, as you know, are condemned as such, but not in totality. They are told to have been recipients of the wrath of Allah for centuries past, and for centuries to come they would be in the same state. But in the general sense, which does not mean that every Jew is wrongful, every Jew is untrue, every Jew is a fodder for hell. The Holy Quran very clearly indicates that even among the Jews, there are such people who are so honest, so good in their behavior and conduct, and so rightly minded, that they shouldn't fear any wrath of Allah. So this is, if that is true of other religions, why should it not be true of the sects within Islam? So when we condemn a sect as a hellish sect, not we, this, when Ahadrat sallallahu alaihi wasallam has condemned 72 sects as hellish sects, it is he who is responsible, not the Ahmadis. Because we quote his tradition, we don't opine from ourselves. That is to be noted down, number one. And number two, when he does it, he only indicates that the views held by those sects are hellish views. If you follow those views without listening to the reason or truth when it comes your way, insisting on those that path which you are following, then you will go to hell. I mean, that is the meaning of a hellish sect. It does not mean that each member of all those 72 facts are definitely to be sent as fodders of hell. So when you understand this position, then there is no objection whatsoever.